Good day, journal. It's critical that you never lose sight of a fundamental fact. The fact which I reference is that not everyone has the same capacity. That is not to say that someone has more talents and gifts than another. You are neither more nor less than another. Your humanity is on par with all others. It is said, and you believe it to be accurate, that created all humans are in the Creator's image. As such, we all can do great things. We can all do things far exceeding what our eyes can see and what our minds can imagine. We all receive talents and gifts. The skills and abilities are in abundance. Sadly, we don't accept this truth. Regrettably, we hardly ever consider what we do better than most. We instead love to lament about what others do better than us. The story of a well-lived life is the chronicle of maximum capacity. We're equally blessed, but only some people choose to utilize their gifts to their full potential for the glory and edification of humanity. And this is how you once lived precisely. So caught up with what others did well and comparing yourself to them, you were. You should have given more time and attention to what you did equally well and better than others. Such behavior made you like a bucket with a 10-gallon capacity, practically dry with only a teaspoon of water. You did not fill the bucket of your life responsibly. You refuse to work appreciatively on and gratefully toward the virtues you possess that position you better than others to help serve and ensure others know that their lives matter. Asininely, you try to fill your bucket the way others fill their bucket, to no avail. Your talents and gifts, those characteristics and virtues that make you unique, are distinctive to you. Not everyone can match you. Use what you have to its maximum capacity. Thinking back on those early days, or as you know them now, as days lost in the wilderness of discontentment and unfulfillment, you wandered for several reasons. However, one of the most significant reasons you meandered for so long is due to pride. Yes, unlike TLC, you were too proud to beg. At first, you were too proud to beg for help. You didn't ask the Creator for help. You didn't seek the aid of the Spirit. You didn't knock on the Divine's door. You tried to do everything on your own. You didn't ask friends and family for help. You believed that folks claiming to love and adore you should automatically aid you because it is what you would do for them. You were of the mindset that if you had to ask for help, the aid could not be genuine. For if anyone only offered a person a lifeline when the drowning person yelled for help, that person was not someone you would want in your camp. I understand the logic, of course I do. Yet the reasoning could be more logical. If you want to live rather than drown, you yell as loud and as for as long as possible until someone saves you. You don't keep your mouth shut even if you and the person capable of rescuing you look each other in the eye. Leave nothing to chance when your life depends on it. Leave no stone unturned when attempting to live your best life. Do everything in your power and say everything that needs saying when it comes to living your life just as you always imagine. Again, do not be too proud, even if you must beg. Pride detests admitting need. Pride keeps you from asking. Not asking keeps you from receiving, and not receiving leaves you with an unfulfilled human capacity. Pride detests admitting want. Pride keeps you from seeking. Not seeking keeps you from finding, and not finding leaves you with an unfulfilled human capacity. Pride detests admitting shortcomings. pride keeps you from knocking. Not knocking keeps you from having doors opened. Doors remaining closed to you restrict you from fulfilling your human capacity. Do not be proud, for it will be your undoing. You will never reach your full potential. You will only fill the bucket of your life possibilities to the capacity if you are willing to admit that you need and want another's help openly. And even now, after all you've done, I know it feels unnatural to admit that you could use a helping hand. Still, you can't expect to only operate from the position of giving but not being willing to receive. You can only expect a few people to understand the need to bring each life to its highest capacity as you recognize. You reach this place of enlightenment by enduring a treacherous and painful journey. You understand the need to live up to your capacity because day after day you look inside for ways, mind, body, and soul, to be better today than yesterday. Only some people do that. Only some people are willing to take account of themselves and focus not on what they do well, but on how they could be better where they are weak. Not everyone asks themselves, if today was my last day, could I say that I maximize all the time, energy, gifts, and talents bequeathed by the Creator? Day after day, you build the capacity to do more with each fresh offering of 86,400 seconds. Each day, with the aid of the divine, you work on expanding the possibilities of your life. No day is an exception to the rule that the premier challenge on all days is to work to be an image more like the Creator. What once seemed like an improbability, becoming a best-selling, award-winning author, thanks to the capacity building made doing so possible. The possibility occurred for starters by writing and never discontinuing putting your thoughts in writing. Writing led to publishing. Even though there was a paltry number of reads early on, publishing led to writing and publishing without regard to outcomes. Writing and public speaking without regard to outcomes was an outward manifestation of your inner capacity for continuous growth. And now you find yourself living the reality you began a short while ago, hoping and dreaming of being a best-selling, award-winning author and global public intellectual. Today, your life is amazing. Your life is fantastic because you daily open yourself up to the universe so that you might receive a fresh pouring of goodness and mercy into you that exceeds the capacity of your life bucket. Every day you receive a new pouring beyond what you can contain, knowing that it is a sign that there is so much more room for you to grow and so much more to make of your life. Today, remain open to constant realization of great possibilities. Keep sight of the prize and maintain your capacity to do great things. Do not ever be too proud to beg, to ask, seek, or knock when you need or want help. Do not buy into what others so easily accept that there is anything you cannot do. Your potential is like your capacity, maximum and limitless.
What is it that you do better than most? What distinct talents and gifts do you possess? Are you utilizing your gifts to their fullest potential? Are you fulfilling the bucket of your life responsibly? What is limiting you from doing so? What do you need to help you along this journey? As Nate suggests today, it is time to take account of ourselves and focus not on what we do well, but on how we could be better where we are weak. Ask yourself, if today was my last day, could I say that I maximized all the time, energy, gifts, and talents bequeathed by the Creator? Now act. It is time for you to do everything in your power to live the life you are supposed to live. Today, could you write down what you need to help you reach your best life? Be specific. Determine who can support you in your quest. Do not ever be too proud to beg, to ask, seek, or knock when you need or want help. Put your pride aside and ask that person or persons for support. Now journey forward.